I'm Sylvia Bullard from 88.9 The Cube. Lenoxville Street Festival is coming up Saturday, August 24th. Here to tell us a little bit about it is Emily LaRoche from Ville de Sherbrooke. She is the Section Manager of Leisure and Community Life. Welcome to CJMQ.
Hi.
This is coming up pretty soon. I guess it's, what, the third edition of it now?
This will be the fourth edition.
It's actually the fourth now.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Time sure goes by quickly. So for organizations and enterprises, they would need to register with you. Is that correct?
Yes. So we, the Merchant Committee in Lenoxville Borough, invite artisans, businesses and organizations to participate. So they have to register. They can call the borough office and ask information. So we take registration until August 7th in order to be included in our promotional flyer. And after that, it is important to note that we take a registration until the day before the event. But if you want to be like part of our publicity, this will be until August 7th.
August 7th. So that's coming up pretty quickly, isn't it? That's like next week. So people will have to act quickly. How many registrations do you have so far? Do you know?
We have almost 50 registrations, but usually we have, if I look at last year, we had 118 kiosks. So there was a lot of people, and I expect the same amount this year. So I know that people are usually registering at the end.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you find that they wait till the end or to the last minute to register?
Yeah, I think they are looking at the weather forecast. So, but that's normal, I think. So. But we expect a lot of people again this year.
So what are some of the attractions that we can expect to have? Will there be anything different than last year?
Yes. This year we have two promotional activities that the artisan businesses and organization can participate. There will be the opportunity to go on one of our two stages and present yourself and your business. It would be the perfect occasion to hand out coupons and pamphlets to the public. The second promotional activity is the treasure hunt. This would be an excellent way to promote a product or a fact about your business or organization. It will require participants to follow clues to find products on different tables or in different businesses on the street. So participants will have to find, according to the question, to find the proper organization or business and find the answer of the question. So this will be really fun for participants and will help promote products or facts about businesses.
So when someone arrives, where would they go to get this? Where's the first place they need to go to be able to get this? Would it be a list or something like that?
Yes, there will be a merchant table. They will give questionnaires and the list of all participating businesses. So they will be able to follow the list and try to find out where the answer would be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it sounds like fun.
Yes.
So what else do you have?
There will be animation in the street. There will be the human statue. Mm-hmm. Mr. Golden will be there.
Mm-hmm.
There will be also La Belle et le Belle, two junglers on a tandem bike. And there will be something for all ages, inflatable games, face painting, and there will be also two stages with music, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So there will be the Townshipers Association stage and the Centennial stage, where we would find artists such as the Drews, mostly swing band,
mm-hmm.
Daphne LaChapelle, Kate Morrison, the Tony Scott Band, Jan Graham, Rockabilly Bill Deere and Friends, August Band, Luffy Octet, and Montreal Art Bop 4.
Okay, so it sounds like quite an array of music there.
Yes, there will be music all the day.
What time is it supposed to start?
It will start at 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Okay, and I imagine, as usual, some of the streets will be closed or traffic will be rerouted?
Yes, Queen Street will be closed between College and Academy Street from 7 to 5 p.m.
Okay, something to keep in mind.
Yes.
Anything else that you want to add before we go?
We invite all citizen participants to come and enjoy the day.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for the last, this is the fourth one, so that would be the, like the last 3 years. It didn't rain, did it?
No. So we hope the same thing this year.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a good time to have it. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. The only thing that we need to remember then is for those businesses, merchants who want to have a share, once again, what is the number that they need to call before August 7th?
They have to call the Lenoxville Borough Office at 819-569-9388.
Well, thank you very much, and we're all looking forward to Lenoxville Festival coming up August 24th.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Emily LaRoche from Ville de Sherbrooke, Section Manager of Leisure and Community Life.